Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of the Code Career Podcast. Nick Kramer here, Kramer's 12. I'm a bit solo this week because Ben is out, life happens, so kind of hitting this one up might be a little shorter, but we'll definitely get some value out of this one. But today, we have with us Kent C. Dodds.
Kent, hello.
For those who are not sure exactly who you are and whatnot, pretty prominent in the JavaScript community, but I'm not sure if you have a good elevator pitch for yourself at this point or
I can tell you a little bit about myself. Like you said, I'm mostly in the JavaScript community, but in that community, I guess I'm a full stack JavaScript engineer and also a teacher trainer, really heavily involved in the open source community as a maintainer and contributor to hundreds of popular NPM packages that you've absolutely maybe used if you're in the JavaScript ecosystem, but definitely you've used apps that have been built with packages that I maintain or contribute to. I am the creator of testingjavascript.com and working on more like self-paced workshops like that. And I'm on Egghead.io as an instructor, front-end masters. I'm a Google developer expert. Stuff like that. So, hopefully gives a little bit of an intro.
That covers quite a lot, actually. I'm going to end up kind of coming back to say that the testing library stuff and just the package in general. We actually started at my current place. We started using the testing library or React testing library. I'm not sure how that, cool. I know that went through like a bit of a rename kind of encompass some more things. I was going to think about talking about that later on, but I kind of want to, I guess kind of the cliche podcast thing, where did you kind of get your roots in tech and web development and stuff? Is it more traditional background college stuff, or is it kind of, I was 13 or I picked it up later on?
Yeah, I guess my story would be kind of what you call traditional. I didn't pick it up when I was little. My friend was really into programming, and he was going to teach me how to program. We were going to build a game and just have it make us millions of dollars and stuff. That never happened. He tried to teach me programming, and I never understood it. I was totally lost. And so he went off and he programmed a bunch of stuff, but yeah, I never really did. So when I went to BYU, my freshman year, I decided I wanted to do electrical engineering because that was something my brother did. And I like working with computers, so I thought that'd be cool. And I had to take some programming classes, and I didn't really like it very much. I thought, boy, if I have to do this for, I think I was spending 16 hours a week on homework for those two classes, the two programming classes I was taking. And I thought, I'm not spending 8 hours a day on programming, like, yikes. But it was a few years later, I went on a mission for my church. And when I got back, I somehow slipped into another programming class and started to really like it a lot. And I got a job where I was doing really boring, menial stuff on the computer. And I thought, hey, I could probably write a program. I'm in a class. I could write a program to automate my job. And I did. And it was awesome. And then I finally landed in at a company called Domo, where I was actually, my title was a software engineer doing JavaScript. And that's when I really got into it. And I was still in school at the time. This was just an internship for a while. That's how I got into it.
Was the JavaScript stuff kind of mostly influenced by that? Well, this is my first job, so I'm going to learn what's there. And then you really started to like it? Or was that kind of just, did you kind of find that when you're going through your college and you're grueling 8 hour to 8 hour, 16 hour days?
Yeah, well, so those two classes I talked about were, the one of them was Intro to Programming, and that was all Java. The other one was Computer Systems, and that one we were like talking about transistors and let's write some zeros and ones for a little calculator app, and then let's write that same thing in assembly so that you can appreciate abstraction, because zeros and ones is not fun to deal with. And then eventually we worked our way up to C. And so, like, maybe that was part of the reason why I didn't think I wanted to be a computer programmer. The class that I was taking at the same time as this other job, it was also a Java class, and the tool that I wrote was in Java. The next company I went to intern for was actually not Domo. It was another company, and I automated some of our stuff with Java there as well. So it wasn't until Domo that I fell upon JavaScript. It was kind of, JavaScript was just so much easier for me to deal with. I think once I got over, we were using jQuery in all of our stuff, and that dollar sign threw me off a lot. Once I figured out what that was, and started to separate the abstractions from the language and the syntax, then it started to become so nice, because I'm like, oh man, I don't have to write the types anymore. I just make a variable and make an object. I don't have to make a whole class just to make this, a little object to hold some information for a little bit. So it's just so much more ergonomic. It's not type safe like Java was, but I was so much more productive. And so I think that's probably what really got me super interested in JavaScript. And I've just been doing JavaScript ever since. I haven't really spent more time than a hello world in any other language since I jumped into JavaScript.
I can totally relate with the C and C++ stuff turning out. We didn't go so far down as assembly to really hate our lives at that point. that turned me off for a bit too, until I'm like, oh, hey, the web's cool and stuff. But yeah, no, it's even having the safety of types. I guess you can essentially get that with testing. I think it was more or less kind of a recent quick little video that you did, where you were writing some unit tests or whatever it was, and you're like, well, we could use types, but honestly, I don't really need it because the testing kind of covers all that stuff for me, which is really interesting to hear. And I can, like I said, even talk about your YouTube channel and stuff too.
On that, I think that the type system is really valuable, and in any project that I like that's a mission critical project, I feel very strongly should be using a type system, because to get the confidence that you get out of a type system, if you were to just do unit tests, you'd have to write so many unit tests to get that same confidence, and it wouldn't be worth it. But with a type system, sure, you have to learn the type system, and sometimes you have to make the compiler happy, which is really annoying, but it pays big dividends. So I do strongly recommend using a type system and testing. And when you're using a type system, you don't need to write as many tests, but you absolutely still need to need to write some. But for me, the just the simplicity of JavaScript as a language is just so approachable that it just made so much sense to me. And I think part of the reason why I didn't really consider myself a software engineer until I started doing JavaScript was because, when I was those first two classes before my mission, and I was like, there's no way I can do this. It was because I was just doing all these class assignments that were like pointless and worthless. We were talking about linked lists and stuff like that, and I just couldn't see how that could be at all practical. And so when I got that job and I was like, oh, I could program my way out of this job and make, it'd be a lot more fun to write a program than to do this really annoying task. That was when things started to click for me and I realized, oh, this programming thing can actually be used to extend myself further, to make me more capable of doing more things, to push my goals forward of making the world a better place. So I think finding a way to take what you're doing and make it a practical application type thing, at least that really helped me.
That seems to be a pretty common thing from the people I've talked to, is they did the school thing, pretty much echoing what you said. It's like, okay, well, these are kind of pointless, and I get the algorithm side of it. Like if you're really going for one of the, like you're going for Google or Airbnb or, you know, some of those like real algorithm heavy places, but definitely the practical application really, really helps. And sorry if I kind of minced your words there a little bit and took kind of abstracted a meaning from that, which that I kind of want to, speaking of kind of like schooling and just kind of like learning in general, you've been doing a lot of teaching lately, like, is it, like testing JavaScript and stuff, like kind of just, because that's a course that came out, I think, within the past year now. It's been about a year at this point.
Yeah, it was September 2018, or no, like end of October 2018. So it's coming up on a year.
Mad. Yeah, that and your, I'm trying to think, like, yeah, the YouTube channel. You did a lot of the daily stuff too.
I have this Dev Tips with Kent playlist. It's got over 100 videos on there, where I was pretty consistent for about a month or two. Every day I would just live stream something. I want to get back into that, cause it's a lot of fun. But it just takes, you know, it takes time away from other things that I want to get done.
The way that you teach, from the stuff that I've seen, I haven't gotten the testing JavaScript scene, but I might actually need to get that. So, I might try and convince my company.
Do it. Yeah. Your company should be paying for you to learn. That's absolutely like a fact.
Another thing I wanted to bring up as well is the Egghead course, I think it's free, the initial learning React. I think it was the very beginner React course. Yeah. That helped me pick it up. I supplemented that with some other things too, but like what kind of was the teaching thing more or less you wanting to make the world a better place in general? Is it kind of fit into that whole, like that grand goal or or just the fact that we're always learning the next best thing as developers. And then, you know, yes, you want to help other people, but you do get that little tiny bit out of it by teaching it so you understand it better type thing. Does that?
Yeah, it's a combination of a lot of things. So like it's kind of been the way that I operate for a long time. Like even in those first two classes of, programming classes in school, I wasn't really enjoying it a whole lot, but I did volunteer to be a tutor. Most of that was because I just thought it would be kind of interesting, but also because I knew that if I'm tutoring other people, then I have to get my homework done before, and I had to get it earlier. So it makes me more accountable. I discovered this later. I was able to bump into more problems, and the more problems that you run into, the better you are at dealing with future problems. I had a couple of people that I helped, and they ran into different problems than I ran into when I was doing the tutorial, and we had to dig into it and figure out what was going on. And so it's always really been a part of me. Like when I was in school, after I decided, okay, I'm going to be a software engineer, I started hosting workshops with my classmates. I actually got Firebase to sponsor pizza so that I could teach my classmates AngularJS. And that was pretty cool. So I've been teaching forever. Pretty much as soon as I graduated from BYU, and actually even before I graduated BYU, I was speaking at meetups. As soon as I graduated, I was speaking at conferences internationally, and I was... I started doing Egghead videos. And so it's really just kind of been a part of the way that I operate. And a lot of the motivation is just this desire I have to increase the impact of my of the value that I create. Like we're all creating value just naturally. The conversation we're having right now is creating value for the two of us to, you know, gain perspective into one another's, perspectives. And the fact that this is being recorded and it's going to be, available to the public is increasing the impact of that value that we're just creating naturally. So that's something that I feel like, I don't like wasting time and I don't like wasting effort. And so if there's something that I can do to increase the impact of the effort that I put in, then I'm going to do that. And so that's a lot of that. That is why I did the Dev Tips with Kent YouTube playlist, live streaming thing, and the I have a 3-minute podcast that's 3 minutes with Kent. That I have an AMA on GitHub, And I do all of these things and a blog that I'm weekly blogging on there. I do all of these things because I have this information, and if I can somehow disseminate that information in a way that's makes it publicly accessible to a lot of people, then I'm able to like my fundamental goal is to make the world a better place, and I'm really good at software, and so I use software to accomplish that. But if I can do something that helps other people make the world a better place, well, then I'm like my capacity at accomplishing my goal is, you know, expanded, you know, tenfold or whatever. That's how you become a 10x engineer or whatever, is by making other people more effective. And so that's been a lot of the motivation behind the teaching. Aside from also, like, I discovered, I wouldn't say early on, but eventually I discovered that by teaching, I am running into more of these problems. And so I become more capable of an engineer because I'm seeing more problems. And that's really where experience comes from. Is basically, experience can be summed up as people who see problems, who face problems. And so the more you help other people, the more you participate in things like open source, the more problems you're exposed to. And so the faster you gain experience. There's no shortcut really to that experience. You got to put in the time. But if you can expose yourself to more different things, then the time you put in will give you more experience. And so that was another motivating factor for me getting into this teaching thing.
And that is an absolute truckload to unpack. a lot of it, though, it does make a lot of sense. And that's part of the reason. A lot of people say this on their shows and stuff too, is that, you know, one, I want to help out people, right, by talking to, you know, people like you, like Quincy Larson in our last episode, and then our previous guest, like, one, personally, because it being able to talk to other engineers about tech stuff just really kind of gets me pumped up all the time. And it's just weird. I get like this weird aura. And then also, you know, it's nice to pick people's brains too. But then, as you said, being able to record it, give it to other people, that really helps. Like, it goes back to the value thing. I mean, I'm pretty much just echoing what you just said. It's definitely really important. And then it's being able to help others, and maybe it's that one slight tweak on a perspective they heard maybe six other times could be the one thing that unlocks something for them, right? Like, that could really be mm-hmm. that their the aha moment or the OIC, you know.
Yeah, totally. I have two things to say about what you said. So the podcast thing, I started a podcast. I did Angular Air. I started that because I wanted to have an excuse to talk to some really smart people in the Angular community. And our first episode was with the Angular team. And so I started to get to know Igor and Mishko and Brad and all of the, you know, these really awesome people. And I was able to, you know, take some time. And they're willing to do that for me because I'm increasing the impact of the value they're creating. And so that, like, absolutely, that's one of the things. The second thing that I wanted to say, I like totally forgot. So if I think about it later, I'll let you know.
That's totally fair. Yeah, it's between you, I think there's like five or six people. Yeah, between you, West Boss, Scott Talinsky, Love All Tuts, my good buddy Chris DeMars, Amy Knight, especially since I just joined the Tough to Needle team, and she is my technical lead. And the amount of the amount of value that I've gotten from that. Like, in the past, I'm only in my third or fourth week, but it has been absolutely insane. And I've been, you know, following all these people for a while. And Chris is a buddy of mine too, for quite a few years. So, like, just, I like to try and push those people out into the world as much as I can, because, I mean, like, I've gotten so much value from that group of people. And then there's a lot more where I can't quite, like, there's too many to name. But yeah, I just, things that have really helped me, and being somebody who is a, the term I've been trying to use is self-directed learning. Yeah, a self-directed learner, right? And not having any actual college experience and whatnot, like trying to help push that forward and stuff too, or at least other resources for people to go to, is incredibly, incredibly important to me. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
one of the things recently that happened, if I'm not mistaken, is that you kind of went like full-time teaching, maintaining type stuff. Like what was it just the was the course, the testing JavaScript kind of a catalyst for that? Or was it just kind of like all these things that culminated? Because obviously it's not just an overnight success, because an overnight success takes years to build. So
Yeah. So I've been planning on doing, I went full time the beginning of this year, like February, 2019. And, I had been working at PayPal for 3 years and I loved it. I was sad to leave, happy to go, if that makes sense. But I've been planning on doing this for a long time, because I just really, like, even within PayPal, they have a training organization there, and I talked with them a lot. Like, I wanted to teach for them because I thought that would be cool. And then I realized, well, they have to teach what people, like, what the managers want their people to know. So, okay, I've got to learn Java and stuff. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. And so instead, when I was at PayPal, I would just schedule my own workshops. I'd fly into San Jose, give a workshop to whoever wanted to show up. So it was just my own thing, and it worked out great. So I could choose what I wanted to teach about. And I used PayPal to practice my workshops that I gave to front end masters and to Egghead. So it all worked out nicely there too. Cause PayPal got a silly amount of value out of me being the teacher rather than having to hire somebody, and paying them $20,000 for a day or two. That's kind of like just what I really enjoy doing. But I also had my actual job at PayPal that I had to do. And it, as fun as it was, I was working on some really cool things at PayPal. It was a bit of a drag that I didn't have the time to do other things that I wanted to work on, like my courses and stuff. So I was working on, I had a bunch of testing material, and Egghead came to me and said, "Hey, let's do, like, we have this idea for a WestBoss as a service kind of thing, where WestBoss, he does this whole website for these courses and stuff. And Egghead, you have just the Egghead site and you put courses on there." And so they said, "What if we just made you like a micro Egghead type of thing, and you put a bunch of courses on a particular topic on there? And then we sell licenses to that, not subscriptions, but just a license to it." And I said, "Okay, yeah, I've got tons of testing material that we could do that." And so I spent months working on getting that material recorded and updated and everything, and then launched. And it was an awesome experience. It went really well. It's still going really well, and so I'm really happy with that. The biggest challenge was that because I had a day job, I could only do it in the evenings. And so my oldest just turned 7. So like they're all pretty young. And so they go to bed pretty early. And so I can, I can record in the evenings and not miss a whole lot of kid time, but I was missing my time with my wife. And so I wanted to have more, I wanted to be able to choose the things that I work on a little bit more. So that was kind of like, I have two things that I really like doing, but I don't have enough time to do those things. And I like hanging out with my family more. So, under the assumption that testingjavascript.com, goes well, then I could quit my job and just rely on, this teaching stuff that I do, for my income. And then I'd be able to probably make more content, but more importantly, just not work in the evenings anymore and just be able to hang out with my family more. And that's absolutely what's happened. So I went full time in February, and I spend a lot of time with my family, and it's been awesome having the freedom to just, do whatever is cool. And I've been able to do a lot more teaching stuff that's been just a lot of fun. And so I'm super happy with this transition. I do miss working on a real product, and I do plan on doing some consulting probably, or maybe building something that I could sell or just like give away, just so I can get back into product building, because, you can't teach somebody to build a product if you don't, like, it's not like I've forgotten everything that I learned at PayPal, but eventually I will, or it'll go out of date. And so, So far that's not been a problem, but I definitely for the foreseeable future see myself just teaching full time because it's been really great.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially with the product thing with, you know, it's, if you don't use it, you lose it. I mean, that's with anything for the most part. That's really important. And I also share the sentiment with wanting to spend time with family. Right now, it's just my wife and I, but hopefully in the future, you know, all the stuff like that. And my end game was remote and then maybe or even have like my own thing. Well, I hit the remote early, so we're good there. But yeah, no, it's really important. I'm learning more and more that if I can be more effective at my actual job, then I don't have to put, if I focus on the right things and do them well, I don't have to put as much time into it, right? Because I can, like, I want to say, like, I haven't read the book, but it's on my list, The 4-Hour Work Week, which I know everybody kind of throws around like crazy, but it's like, in all honesty, if you do the right things properly, then that's actually achievable, especially when it comes to tech to a degree, right? So... was there anything, I know you have a newsletter, about five of them that are unread just because I've been so busy. The last five or six are just sitting in my unreads and in my promotions tab right now real quick. I'm like, I need to read those, especially the testing stuff. But yeah, I'm going to have to convince, is there anything else that you kind of really wanted to advertise or kind of prop up or anything on your end?
One thing that I'm working on right now is updating testingjavascript.com. We're going to do, I'm actually adding Node to that. So right now it's like, here's the fundamentals of testing. Here's the fundamentals of mocking. And then here's how to configure Jest. Here's how to test React. And here's how to use Cypress. Lots of front-end stuff. But I didn't have anything for Node servers for back-end. So I'm adding that. And I'm updating all of the lessons to the latest of all the tools. Not a whole lot of changes, but a couple small ones that have been eating at me for a while. So I'm working on that. I'm also, this year, I've been focusing on doing some remote workshops. I don't have any scheduled right now, but you can go to my website, kentcdodds.com/workshops. And I'll show all the workshops that I do. And you can like sign up to be notified when I schedule one. So actually part of the motivation behind those workshops, those remote workshops, which have been going great, by the way, is so that I can solidify the material to turn it into a self-paced workshop, kind of like testingjavascript.com. So the next big thing for me is this Epic React self-paced workshop, where you learn everything from the very beginning, like all that stuff that you saw in Egghead about, here are the fundamentals of React. Well, we'll do that all the way up to like really advanced patterns and let's build a full React application together. And so it's going to be a huge, huge course. So that's something to look forward to. And if you're subscribed to my newsletter, you'll absolutely hear about that and you'll get like exclusive discounts and stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much like, I don't have anything today that, that you can give me money for, other than testingjavascript.com. But eventually there's going to be, that really big thing. That's what I'm working on now. I'm also in October, I'm going to, Atlanta, for Connect Tech, and there's going to be a workshop there. So if anybody wants to go, that's a cool conference and the workshop's going to be good. So, there's that. Other than that, like I blog every single week. I'm really active on that and pretty like super committed to that. I've got over 100 blog posts now. I've been doing that for a while. That's, you know, Twitter. I tweet a lot, probably too much.
Well, there goes my last question. Where can we find it in the internet? You pretty much got all that. So awesome. So, as I said, kind of the beginning, a little bit of a shorter one, but, Kent, thank you very much for coming on and spending your time, because I know everybody's time is valuable. So I appreciate the fact that you're able to spend it with me, with us. And until the next episode, I got to get with Ben to see who that's going to be. But yeah, until next time, everyone have a good one.